Of course, a person can always enjoy art. Annie, is it possible that folks had so much art over the weekend with the Art for Earth Day gallery hop that they're just exhausted and they can't look at another piece of art?
That's why it's windy. You can just go limp and you can be blown from one art exhibition to the next.
I love it.
Yep. And actually, what's really exciting, so if people went out on the gallery hop this weekend on Saturday and went by the Duluth Art Institute, they may have gotten a sneak peek of a show that opens this evening called Lest We Forget. And what's really exciting about this exhibition is that it's a traveling show. The artist is from the cities. She is going to be present this evening. She and her husband will be doing a Q&A as part of the opening from 5 to 7 this evening. And it's a beautiful show. It is a collaboration between the two of them, between Sandra Brick, the artist, and Fred Amram, who is an author of a new book that just came out through Holy Cow Press called We're in America Now. It's a memoir of his family's immigration to the United States after fleeing Nazi Germany. So it's actually a pretty timely novel as well. You know, we think about history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. So some of these stories, I think, have a lot of resonance today as we're reading them. So it's his passages, the ones that really stuck out to Sandra. She took those. She's a fiber artist, but she's also a mixed media artist. And she took those and made these lovely collages and dioramas to evoke the passages that Fred wrote about. So the exhibition is called Lest We Forget. There's these 24 collages that sort of punctuate the story. And I think it's a really fascinating way to think about memory. I mean, it's memory a few times removed, which is, you know, when we think about history, that's a lot of what we think about when we think about history as well. Fred, you know, and his family didn't really talk much about their immigration story, but then he discovered a suitcase full of these memories of his mother's, and he started delving really a lot deeper into it and telling their story. So first there's sort of that removal, and then it's Sandra's removal of doing it through Fred's eyes. So it's really, I think it's just a fascinating study of memory, of family stories, because through Sandra and Fred's interaction as well, they're sort of making this new discovery between the two of them. So it's an interesting study of collaboration and how we build family stories. So they'll speak about all of that this evening between 5 and 7 at the Duluth Art Institute. Thursday, there is an informational session. So this is a call out to all of those artists out there who want to get out of Dodge. Why you ever would, I don't know, but the Soap Factory is offering an artist-in-residence program in Sweden. So, you know, I guess there's some attraction there. That is Thursday at 6 p.m. If you are interested in potentially creating art in Sweden as part of the Soap Factory's Sweden and Minnesota Exchange Residency, come out to the Art Institute Thursday at 6 to learn more about that and how to apply. And then Friday, there's two exhibition openings. One at the Zeitgeist called The Art of Ubuntu. Ubuntu is a Zulu term that means I am because we are. And this is an exhibition, and it's more than just an art exhibition. It's theater, it's music, it's actually making art. The Echoes of Peace Choir is putting it on, and the idea being that, you know, whatever affects one of us is going to affect all of us. And this kind of wisdom is present in a lot of indigenous cultures, and it's looking at that sort of, you know, you pull one thread and it sort of affects everybody else. So they're going to have an art exhibition Friday opening at Zeitgeist, along with on Saturday from 2 to 4, they'll have kids making activities as part of the exhibition, as well as music and theater. So it's sort of a multi-sensory exhibition weekend. Gamaji is having a really exciting exhibition opening as well on Friday at the Robert Paulus Cultural Center. And it's Leah Yellowbird, who you most people have seen Leah Yellowbird's work because you see it and you just immediately are like, oh my God, that's amazing. She does, you think it's beadwork. It's actually, she does pointillism and just in exquisite pieces. And she is, this new exhibition of her new work, she's added sort of this more quill-like pieces to the work, more multimedia. She always has some really interesting crossover into wearable pieces from her painting pieces. So that is at the Gamaji's Robert Palace Cultural Center at 5 on Friday. And then you can finish off the week by making art at the Duluth Art Institute's Free Family Day from 11 to 2 at the Lincoln Building out in Lincoln Park. The people are gearing up for the Smelt Parade, and so the Magic Smelt Parade folks will be there so that you can make your costume, make your they're not really floats, but they're puppetry. So they'll be out there helping folks make stuff to get ready for that later in May. And we'll talk about that when that comes up. So lots to do and make this week, Lisa, as always.
Boy, you got to love a community that throws a smelt parade.
Indeed. The best event of the year.
Thanks a million, Annie, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan is the executive director of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art every Monday at 8:20 right here on Northland Morning.